Okay, once again, taking our seats. What I mean by that is intentionally taking a posture, settling ourselves. And remember from what I was saying this morning that adopting this particular posture, either sitting on a chair with a straight spine, the spine unsupported, the head balanced, the hands in a comfortable position, or sitting on the floor in exactly the same way except perhaps with our legs crossed, or sitting on a kneeling stool. That we are intentionally taking up this posture. The posture and the intention are not two separate things. This is the embodied intention to stay alert, to stay awake, and to be attentive to what is arising. Also to bring interest and curiosity to our experience, wanting to know what's actually going on here. Interested, curious mind is not necessarily an agitated mind. It can be a mind that's stilled, that's brought to focus on what is occurring, what is arising for you. So as we sit, we become aware of the sense of the body breathing, what movements are occurring as this body breathes. Perhaps contacting the expansion and contraction of the body as it spontaneously breathes, and we just let this breath come and go, almost as if the body is breathing itself. We don't need to control the breath, to think about the breath, only to observe that breath spontaneously coming and going. So we sit aware, alert, with that breath arising and passing away, expanding and contracting, almost as if every cell is breathing. The body breathing itself. And at some point when we're ready, we might like to focus our attention a little more. Finding that spot within the body where we experience the breath most strongly, most vividly. And you might like to, in the course of the day, experiment in different places. It might be the movement of the abdomen, that gentle arising and contraction of the abdomen itself. It might be the expansion and contraction of the chest that you're aware of, and you experience the breath most vividly there. It could even be the experience of the breath in the throat. Passage of air, having entered the body, experienced in the throat before passing into the lungs. Or it may be the sensation of the nose and the nostrils, of the breath entering the body and leaving the body. And so wherever it is that you experience the breath strongly, vividly, if more in focus, just let your minds rest there. Bring your attention there to rest on that movement. This present moment movement of the breath, experienced as this breath and this breath, and letting your mind, your attention rest at that spot for as long as you can, without introducing anything of strain or of tension or of desperately trying to hold on to the breath at that point. We're not introducing anything violent. We simply observe the breath by letting our attention rest on that movement at your chosen spot. And letting it rest there for as long as possible, without introducing any strain or tension or violence. No desperately clinging to the breath. Allowing your mind to be calmed for as long as possible, by being gathered, by being focused. Until it drifts away. Until something calls for its attention. And then you might find yourself caught up with thoughts, strong feelings, emotions, simply sensations in the body. Or sounds which call for your attention. wherever your mind is being pulled, and immediately bring it back to the breath. Remember, those thoughts, those feelings, those sounds, those sensations are not your enemies. And so we turn gently towards whatever has pulled for our attention. Caring for our minds in simply that attitude of acknowledging where our minds have gone. So we fully acknowledge, or acknowledge as much as we can, and we might do that by labeling it as thinking or planning, fear, anxiety, sound, whatever has arisen. And only once we've done that, acknowledge where our attention has wandered, only then do we gently accompany our attention back, leading it back to the breath. Experience that the spot where you observe it most vividly. Allowing our minds to rest once again until it is pulled away. So we don't desperately hold on to the breath. We observe it. But we also observe where our minds have gone. In doing so, whether observing the breath or whether observing sensation, thought, sound, whatever it might be, we allow ourselves to come to a point of repose, of quietness, a point of observation. Point of non-reactivity. And we do this as many times as we have to, gently observing, turning towards, bringing ourselves back. As many times as we have to. And remember, this is not a problem. This is the process. This is what we call meditation or cultivation. gets caught up in thought, trying to figure out sounds, holding on to sensations, or whether it's with the breath. To know where your mind is. spend the last few minutes of the meditation just bringing awareness of where your mind is, collecting, gathering, turning towards that, perhaps, which your mind has drifted off towards, bringing yourself gently back to the breath. So that we know what's going on, are aware of what's happening, and that we can recollect ourselves, refocus.